Hello, this is Pastor Lorne Richmond of East Denver Bible Baptist Church, welcoming you to this week's broadcast of Lead Me to the Rock. I'd like to begin by giving you a couple of announcements regarding our Thanksgiving outreach. We're going to be serving this coming weekend on November 21st and 22nd from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, and then again after our services on Sunday from 1 to 3, and that address for the outreach is 2937 Fillmore Street, and we certainly welcome you. Everyone is invited. If you know of some needy families, or if you'd like to get involved, you can certainly call me at 303-421-9329. That's 303-421-9329. Or you can email me at PastorLauren@Juno.com. That's Pastor Lauren, P-A-S-T-O-R, Lauren@Juno.com. And again, Saturday morning from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., and then Sunday from 1 to 3. Certainly, we invite you to our church service on Sunday, which is Sunday school at 10 a.m. and church at 11 a.m., and we will be doing food boxes after the service at 3 p.m. You can sign up for the food boxes when you come in for church on Sunday morning. This morning, I'd like to speak to you from Luke chapter 15, Luke chapter 15, beginning with verse 11, and he said, "A certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me,' and he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, 'How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of the hired servants.' And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him, and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck, and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven, and in thy sight am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, Bring forth the best robe, and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet. And bring hither the fatted calf, and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead, and is alive again. He was lost, and is found. And they began to be merry. Now his elder son was in the field, and as he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants, and asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, Thy brother is come, and thy father hath killed the fatted calf, because he hath received him safe and sound. And he was angry, and would not go in. Therefore came his father out, and entreated him. And he answering said to his father, Lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment, and yet thou never gavest me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son was come, which hath devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. And he said unto him, Son, thou art ever with me, and all that thou have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for the word of God. We ask that you might bless it and use it, speak to hearts. If there would be one who doesn't know thee that would be listening to this broadcast, might they respond to the message of salvation. If there would be someone in need of food, I pray that they'd realize the opportunity to receive at our Thanksgiving outreach and the food bank that we offer. We ask you to speak to hearts today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I know that many of people always refer to this as the prodigal son. I would like to even offer something different this morning, and that would be choosing your friends wisely. You know, it's quite interesting that always when people head in the wrong direction, as the Word of God says, all we like sheep have gone astray, and there in the beginning of Isaiah 53:6, and certainly that is exactly what happened with the prodigal son. It was one who went off in the wrong direction, got off off the right path and headed to a place that ended up causing him all sorts of trouble and grief. It's always interesting that people, when they are going in the wrong direction, and they have money, and they have plenty of things as far as this material world is concerned, that they've got plenty of people to go with them on that path. People that will take advantage of them, people that will use them, people that will always have their hand out. And as long as they've got something to give to those people, then they are they have plenty of friends. But it's interesting that when they hit bottom, when they run out of money, when they've used up all their possessions and everything that they have, that there's no one with them at that time. I recently knocked on a door of a house. Someone had been coming to church, hadn't come for a while. And when I knocked on the door, what I received was, go away, you know, go away. As soon as I'd introduced myself, didn't want anything to do with me. So I went on my way, and it wasn't but a week or two later, I get a call, and all of a sudden I'm addressed as pastor. Can you help me? So-and-so needs this, and so forth. It's always interesting how the tone changes. It just depends upon what's going on in your life. And, you know, the temptation is to say, just like they said, you know, the carnal side of us says go away, but, you know, as a pastor, we don't do that. We respond and we try to help. It's a difference between the world's idea of a friend and what the Christian says, isn't it? And certainly in Christianity, you know, we've got the Lord Jesus Christ as our example. He is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And so this prodigal son, he came to the place in desperation and he didn't know where else to turn, and so he remembered what he had in the past. And you know, when you get off on the wrong road, whether you've ever come to Jesus or not, you've heard at least that there's something out there, that there is someone who can help, and the Lord is that one. And he says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He says, I will give you rest. So this prodigal son remembered of what he had had in the past, and he turned back, and he thought, you know, if I go back home, things will be all right. My father will receive me, and certainly that was the case. I don't think he expected that he would receive as good from his father as he did, but certainly our God has much more to offer us than even what we could imagine and what we deserve, and his hands are open wide, just as we see Christ with his hands out on that cross as they're stretched out to the world. Yet the thing it said is, all this I did for thee. And certainly Jesus was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. The Bible says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. And certainly we're thankful for his goodness. We're thankful for the fact that he did die on the cross for us. And he does offer us a way of escape from all of our problems. He does offer us to meet us at our time of need, to be there for us, and to take care of what it is, the problem that we have. And so I would say to you today, if you're like that prodigal son, if you've gone in the wrong direction, if you've messed up your life, if you're not sure where to turn to now, if it seems like all of your friends have forsaken you, guess what? God is still there. The Bible says the Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And I would like to share with you this morning that Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but me. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. So this is the question I would say to you today. Have you messed up your life? Have you gone in the wrong direction? Are you looking for a friend? You know there's one out there, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. And certainly the church would like to be there for you and to present Jesus Christ to you. And we urge you this morning, if you know that you're a sinner, if you know that you've messed up, the Bible says we're not to boast of our tomorrow, because we don't know what a day may bring forth. We've all sinned. We've all come short of the glory of God, and the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And the reason we can have that free gift is because God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And so it comes down to this. If you would acknowledge that you are a sinner, if you acknowledge that you cannot save yourselves, the Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ the Lord. How do we receive that free gift? The Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you'd like to make that decision today, if you would like to accept Jesus Christ as Lord of your life, why don't you pray this prayer with me right now? Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner. I know that you love me, and I ask you to forgive me of all of my sin. Come into my life and save me. I believe that you died on the cross for me and rose again on the third day. I accept you as my Savior, and I ask that you would take me to heaven when I die. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying for me. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Let me encourage you again, if you'd like to contact us, you can contact us at Pastor Lauren Richmond, my phone number 303-421-9329, or by email, Pastor Lauren, that's PastorLoren at juno.com. Our church address is 2937 Fillmore Street, 2937 Fillmore Street. And we encourage you to visit with us on Sunday morning at 10 a.m.